The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio, on the air and online.
For many years, coal-fired power plants dumped their byproducts into man-made ponds. Now, Dominion Power has to figure out what to do about all that pollution. One option, which would be much cheaper for the utility, is sealing the pollution in place. Another option would be removing all the pollution, which Democratic State Senator Scott Servel says would be much better for groundwater.
These things are leaching out all kinds of nasty stuff in the environment, and I don't know a lot of Virginians that like arsenic in their oysters. We need to get this stuff right the first time and make it clean.
The governor's amendments would force Dominion to release details on how each plan would affect groundwater before getting approval from the state to move forward with one or the other. Robert Richards at Dominion says the utility is still reviewing the governor's actions.
We haven't developed a position yet on whether we oppose or approve of the amendment. Our focus throughout this entire process is to make sure that the work that we're doing to close ash ponds is protective of the environment and protective of human health.
Servel says getting Senate approval for the governor's amendments seems likely, and he says the amendments will only need about 16 Republican votes in the House. Lawmakers will be back in Richmond to vote on the governor's amendments in early April. I'm Michael Pope.